March is National American Red Cross Month, a great time to celebrate and recognize those in the community that help out others in times of disaster. And as Phil Hansen, Regional Executive Director of the American Red Cross Northern Minnesota Region explains, the Red Cross has experienced an increase in the need of those unsung heroes due to the severe weather conditions that has affected most of the nation.
We've had a significant increase, a 38% increase over the previous year in the number of house fire responses we've been going out to. A lot of those are generated by the kinds of factors that we're facing when cold weather comes and people are losing their homes and needing the kind of help the Red Cross provides. And things like food, clothing, shelter, medications, health-related issues that we're providing support to after these fires happen and supporting families that have been hurt. As a matter of fact, it's been 84 disasters just over that two-month span, and 328 people needed help across our region from the Red Cross.
Phil notes that because of the wide variety of disasters Minnesota is likely to have, there has been plenty of help from volunteers to care for our region.
One of the unique features of our particular region is just really the tremendous support that we receive from our volunteers and from our blood donors across the region. We have a great volunteer base to help support the work of our organization, particularly in disaster services. But we also have an amazing number of blood donors across our region that not only help make sure that we have the blood we need here and also that we have the volunteers that we need here, but they support things all across the state. So we are fortunate to have great help and support from our volunteers. The other thing that's unique about our region is we have a certain set of disasters that we prepare people for every day. We face everything in the state from fires and floods to wind storms, a variety of different kinds of disasters that can come our way, and tornadoes and other kinds of things. So we're looking for people to be prepared and be ready. We are a very disaster-prone area. We have an opportunity now to get everybody ready before spring comes to be prepared for disasters. So,
other than preparing families for spring disasters, Phil says during the National American Red Cross Month, the foundation strives to build relationships with the community and let them know of the various benefits they have to offer.
During this month, we actually spend a fair amount of time connecting with our local clubs, our local organizations, our local media, to talk about the work of the Red Cross and make people aware of the things that are available. And one of the big things we're pushing and encouraging right now is downloading the Red Cross applications. We have a tornado app, we have a first aid app, and a number of other ones. And we're just about this month to launch our new flood application, where people will get a chance to have an item on their phone that helps them get prepared for disasters and other kinds of emergencies. We also are pushing very hard on children's safety education. We have a number of materials and programs available from our Safety Mobile program on up to things you can do with your kids from our website to help them get ready and prepared for emergencies before they happen.
For KVSC News, I'm John Peterson.